America stays the course. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. military will keep flying wherever international law allows.
And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
This after speaking with the Russian defense minister criticizing the harassment of a U.S. surveillance drone which crashed into the Black Sea yesterday after being hit by Russian fighter jets. Russia still denies any impact. During today's Pentagon briefing, the U.S. also reaffirming continued support for Ukraine's fight against a Russian invasion.
This is and remains a Russian frontal assault on the rules-based international order that has been in place for 80 years. Eight decades since the end of World War II.
After the latest meeting with allies today, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says NATO is united. Calls in Congress to dig deeper on a bank failure.
Republican senators like Minority Whip John Thune want answers from regulators about what led to the crash of Silicon Valley Bank.
How come they were asleep at the switch and didn't see this coming?
The calls for action in the United States Senate are bipartisan, as Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to see a bill, but stops short of saying he'd support one from Senator Elizabeth Warren to repeal a Trump-era bank regulation rollback law.
We need strong legislation, and hopefully we can put something together that's bipartisan.
Leader Schumer says he has faith in the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve to handle the situation and keep the economy sound.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. The Dow finishing down 280. Former porn star Stormy Daniels meets with Manhattan prosecutors probing hush money payments made to two women, including Daniels, on behalf of former President Trump. He still denies an encounter with Daniels, but his then-attorney Michael Cohen says Trump reimbursed him for money paid to her. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A summit on aviation safety after a string of recent incidents at U.S. airports.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the country can't wait for a catastrophic event to address an increase in aviation close calls. He said safety is, quote, how we keep U.S. aviation's place as the safest, most complex system in the world and maintain safe air travel.
So that a mode of transportation that consists of propelling millions of passengers, dozens or hundreds at a time, through the skies in a metal tube at nearly the speed of sound several miles above the earth is also somehow the safest mode of transportation that we know.
The safety summit comes after several recent close calls, including flights being cleared to use a runway at the same time and other near collisions.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In a letter to the NTSB, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a rail safety probe should be expanded to all seven major freight railroads after the toxic crash last month in Ohio. The Packers quarterback wants a 19th NFL season after all, but not with them.
Aaron Rodgers is eager to go from Green Bay to gangrene.
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
The four-time NFL Most Valuable Player appearing Wednesday on the Pat McAfee Show, admitting he had been leaning towards retiring before entering a highly publicized darkness retreat and emerging to find the Packers were shopping him for a trade.
It is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words.
The Jets and Packers are still finalizing the framework for the trade that Rodgers says is being held up on Green Bay's end. As for why New York stood out for Rodgers, he's eager to reunite with his former Packers offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The NBA suspends Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant for 8 games without pay for holding a gun at a club in a social media post earlier this month. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.